flashbacks here, guys.
Good morning, everyone. We're gonna begin our press conferences for the day. We're now joined by Christopher Bell, driver of the number 20 Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. Christopher, with that, is there any news you want to break today?
What do you want to know?
All right, we'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand, and we will get a mic over to you. We'll start in the back with Terrell.
Morning, Chris. Terrell Covey, the podium finish. You've had so much success here. You're coming into the truck race today a little further back than you normally start. How does that change your approach, or does it, as you get into that race today?
Certainly not off to a great start for the truck race. It's going to be a challenge to get up through the field. It takes a lot of time to pass cars. I'm going to have to make the most of the restarts. Hopefully the yellow flags fall to where we can get some strategy to get up there. I was optimistic about the truck on the long run yesterday in practice. I was struggling for grip whenever we took off, but it seemed like the longer we went, the hotter the tires got. I felt like I was in a pretty good spot. So going to need the race to play out really well for us, but I love racing here. So I'm excited about the challenge.
We'll go in the back to Dustin and then here in the front to Lee.
Dustin, let me know, JSK, Christopher, I know you're 20 points out of fifth. How much are you following that over the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, that's been the name of the game, especially really the last month or so. We've been really focused on the tight battle between fifth and 10th. And at one time I was on the losing side of it. And now we're making our way up. So Briscoe had a great day. When was it? Last week at Richmond, and got a little bit of separation. But the good news is that I seem to have gotten some separation from that 10th, 9th area. So, still focused on that. We know that this is a huge opportunity for us, and then Daytona, is going to be a completely unknown. So, I think this one is kind of in our hands to where we can control our own destiny, and then Daytona, we're just going to go out there and basically go to Vegas and gamble and see what happens. But I'm happy that we got some separation from the back guys. And then obviously with Briscoe having that huge day at Richmond, we got some ground to make up on him. But me and Chase Elliott are tied for whatever it is, six. So I think we're in as good a spot as we could have asked for, given the circumstances of 2026 for us.
We'll come down here to Lee and then go to Jordan.
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. Conventional wisdom has kind of shifted to where the drivers say they learn more from trucks that transfer to Cup as opposed to running the O'Reilly series. For somebody who's not behind the wheel, can you kind of explain what you're learning, what you're feeling, and how it translates compared to perhaps in the past since you've run all three series extensively?
So with the introduction of the next gen car and really even the last couple years of the Gen 6 car, the aerodynamics of the truck relate a lot more to the Cup car than the O'Reilly Series car. The O'Reilly Series car is kind of a low downforce, low drag, lots of off-throttle time. And the Cup car in recent years has been more of the high downforce, lots of on-throttle time, which matches and gets more aligned with the truck series. But with the new car, the way that you're creating the downforce is a lot different. So there are probably more similarities to a truck, but even that being so, they are still very much on their own. The Cup cars are very much on their own island. So, people ask me if it helps me, and it really is just, for the love of the game at this point.
And you posted a picture of you looking, just with deep admiration towards Kyle this week. I don't remember if it was Instagram or what, but what was going on in that moment? Because it really pulled the heartstrings. You could just see your admiration for your hero.
I think we were at a dirt track, and just Kyle, whenever he was away from his day job, he was very enjoyable to be around, fun to hang out with, and lighthearted, always cutting up, cracking jokes. So I don't exactly remember what happened in that moment, but we had a lot of good memories, at the dirt tracks throughout those last couple of years whenever he was racing.
We'll come here in the back. And then we'll go over to Dustin, then to Holly.
Jordan Jenkins, Seriously Fast Motorsports. Entering this weekend, you have 12 and you have 12 career starts, and you have 7 wins across all 3 national series. What is it about this track that just suits your driving style?
I think it's just I have good cars. I've had great cars every time that I've come here between Kyle Busch Motorsports, whenever I started in the truck series. One thing that was super beneficial for me was whenever my pavement career started at Kyle Busch Motorsports, we came up here a lot. Like even before I ran my first truck race, we came up and ran a super late model race with the KBM late model program. And then before my first truck race, we came up and used one of our NASCAR rookie tests at this racetrack because it was one of the first playoff races that we had in the truck series. So before I ran my first truck race, I had a late model start and a truck test, which was super beneficial. And then, you know, from that truck test, we had a great setup and had really fast trucks between 2016 and 17 that led to good results. And then Joe Gibbs Racing's resume speaks for itself. So, just having seat time here, this is a unique place that people don't get a lot of seat time at just because, you know, recently it's had one race a year. And then the trucks and the O'Reilly series don't both come here at the same time. So there's just a lot of the younger guys that are coming into the sport don't have a lot of seat time here. And I was fortunate enough to get that seat time before I, you know, got into the Cup Series.
We'll go in the back to Dustin, then to Holly, then to Jordan, all the way in the back.
Dustin Long, USA Sports. Christopher, can you explain maybe what like the grind is like right now? Because you're talking about, you know, trying to climb from 10th and beyond to get to 5th. And, you know, the chase hasn't even started. There's going to be that 10-week grind there. And I'm just curious what this period is like. And I know you had much to race for, even in the old system, if there's a difference in what the grind is like from now to last year as well, too.
Well, the grind of the schedule was a lot harder last year. With that, we had one off week. It was Easter weekend, and then we had, you know, what was it, 20-something races in a row. That was brutal last year. So at least I feel like the schedule being broken up a lot more this year, having that extra off weekend and a couple weeks ago was great. But the new format has put a lot more pressure on every single race. And, you know, the last playoff format, you very much had this you know, I've talked about it before, this win or bust mentality of throughout the regular season, you're racing for wins. And if you don't have an opportunity to win, it's like, okay, well, we'll try again next week and just kind of put it behind you. Where now, every single stage, every race, every position, all of those points matter and have an impact on where you're going to be whenever the chase starts, and then, you know, your seating in the chase. So I would say the pressure of the week to week has been a lot more this year, and obviously it's just going to ramp up whenever the chase starts. But in all reality, the races that we're doing now before the chase starts have as big of an impact as those in the chase. So this format has definitely put the pressure on the teams and the drivers.
And based off what you're saying then, if you had a season like this year, last year, with the runner-ups, that wouldn't have been as – it's more painful now because
– I would say it's been more gratifying now with the runner-ups because, you know, last year – or the previous format, I keep saying last year, but the previous format was you got the bonus points, which were the only thing that transferred from race wins. So if I would have had 7 second place finishes last year and no wins, that would have been brutal. But at least this year with this format, the bonus points are gone. It's just the 1 point standing structure, and we have been able to string together some solid point days. You know, so I think that it's been a lot more gratifying this year to have those 7 runner-up finishes than it would have been in the previous format.
We're going to come to Holly right here in the middle. Right here. And then to Jordan.
Hi, Christopher. Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. I wanted to ask you if there really is a true reset heading into the chase, or is it people like yourself that are running very well right now and others that are as well? I mean, does it feel like there's a true reset, or you're riding the momentum that you're riding right now?
I think there's going to be less of a reset this year. I don't think anybody truly knows how it's going to feel, but definitely in the previous format, you know, it did feel like you're starting over fresh, and the points kind of reset. They did reset to your bonus points, and yeah. So this time, your regular season finish is going to be where you get seated. So it is going to be. I don't know. I don't think any of us exactly know how it's going to feel, but certainly the thing that I appreciate is that these races today, these races that we've done since February, matter, and they impact the what's going to happen in the chase. So, it's just every race is more important in this format, which I greatly appreciate.
Could you argue that doing well right now in July and August and heading into it, though, is a bit more of a benefit for you?
It will be rewarded. Yeah, it will be rewarded where, you know, the 7 second place finishes meant nothing in the previous format, where now I'm getting rewarded for those finishes and those races that obviously I came up short, but still got a lot of points in. I've enjoyed racing under this format.
We'll go in the back to Jordan, then we'll come down here in the front and wrap with Tim.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. What is it about the Penske cars or the areas that makes them so good on these, you know, flatter tracks here, Phoenix, Martinsville, et cetera?
Yeah, I think it comes down to strengths and weaknesses. And the Toyotas right now, our strengths are, you know, going fast. And if we go to the high speed tracks where downforce matters a lot, it seems like we have, you know, a good package at the intermediates, at the, you know, the Michigan, the Pocono, even the Nashville style tracks. And then these shorter tracks, it seems like the Penske cars have the advantage where it comes to, you know, more mechanical grip. I don't really know why that is, but certainly over the last 12 months for sure, and you could argue even longer than that with the championships that they have, but, you know, Richmond, they've been really good. Here at Loudoun, I think they're going to be, you know, the cars to beat again. So this is definitely their strength right now.
When you look at the chase and going into it, obviously Denny's Denny. Who else do you see as the guys that you're going to have to beat for the championship, those 2-3 other teams?
I think obviously all of the Toyota cars are going to be really good, whether you got 4 in the top 7 of the standings right now, and any of us could, whoever gets hot could go on a run. But, you know, from what we've seen over the past year of guys being able to make up the positions, Joey's Logano's doing it right now. He came from way outside the cut lines and now he's inside the top 10 of points. I think the chase is going to come down to who wins the most races. And if that guy is seated 8th, 9th, 10th, if he wins the most races, I think he's going to have a really good shot at the championship. So, it's going to come down to execution, and I think the champion is going to have to win in the chase.
Right here, and then we'll wrap with Tim.
Sarah Talker, Total Apex Sports and Your News Media. How aggressively are you approaching stage racing? Now that it's come down to the wire with every point.
Yeah, it's mission critical right now. And, you know, even those stages, they start on Saturdays. And we had an okay Saturday last week at Richmond, but Briscoe beat us on Saturday. And that led to more points in stage one. And we just, I never was able to catch them. So we got to have a great Saturday today, and that puts us in position to have good stages on Sunday. So it's mission critical, and we are absolutely all eyes on being in the top 10 in the stages and hopefully in the top 5.
We'll take a final question from Tim.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Today. Just a setup question in general. I mean, how much here this weekend can perhaps translate when you guys go to Gateway in the chase?
Yeah, I mean, it is a similar style racetrack, being flat with longer straightaways. But for me, like, this track's been unique in the aspect of it. The pavement is completely different to what we have at Gateway. I think Gateway and Phoenix are pretty copy-paste. Like, the asphalt aggregate, the banking, the grip level between Gateway and Phoenix are very, very similar. Where here at Loudoun, it's super rough, it's very slippery, the tire degradation's a lot different, so it just feels a lot different than what those other two tracks do. At Gateway, the only caveat was that Gateway and Phoenix were on different rules packages, where now it's going to be aligned on the rules package, which will be really good. But this one feels different than Gateway. I would say Gateway and Phoenix feel more aligned, but this one feels a lot different.
All right, Christopher, thanks for your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.